Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music, Night Train to Valhalla, comes from John Fahey from the collection The 10,000 Incarnations of the Rose, American Primitive Guitar and Banjo, 1963 to 1974, on Kraft Records. This week, we conclude our two-part feature focusing on psychedelic influences on folk music. Last week, we heard both classic and contemporary artists who were inspired by the musical styles of the late 60s. We'll open this week's edition with the band Lancome from Ireland. They possess a sound which would have fit well in the folk music style of the era, but are very much alive and touring today. We'll hear What Will We Do When We Have No More Money from their recording Between Earth and Sky on Rough Trade Records. More folk music in the psychedelic style on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Here's Lancome.
Oh, true lovers, oh, trembling spirit fly into a world unknown. And must my trembling spirit fly into a world unknown. Island of deepest shade, unpierced by human thought, the dreary regions of the dead, where all things are forgot. The dreary regions of the dead, where all things are forgot. Soon as from earth I go, what will become of me? Eternal happiness or woe must then my portion be. Eternal happiness or woe must then my portion be. Waked by the trumpet sound, I from my grave shall rise to see the judge with glory crowned and see the flaming skies. To see the judge with glory crowned and see the flaming skies.
She says goodnight to his jewels, to his gold, and she seats herself in the little boat as she has done before. She says goodnight to his jewels, to his gold, and she seats herself in the little boat as she has done before. I'll sing you a song.
Tongue echoes, tongue
and
die
the shore, watching the ships pass.
The dark and a sparkling
pretty
I'll
sing
you a song,
watching the ships
pass.
You take the little boat as she has done before,
watching the ships pass.
Your song.
I desire that maid who walks alone by the shore.
Calls one of his sailor boys, old Had Brailed, and says,
give to him 100 pounds,
take a little boat and paddle it to shore.
Her song,
her song echoes, captain says,
watching the ships pass.
A woman is walking, walking and watching. A woman is walking, walking and singing.
You'd give to him a take a little boat, paddle it to shore, and bring her back by persuasion.
A woman is walking, walking and watching. A woman is walking, walking and singing.
Bring her back by force. You take a little boat, she's done before.
Oh no, kind sir, that can never be. I do not desire his gold, so tell him.
So tell him.
So tell him. That can never be. I do not desire his gold, so tell him.
So tell him.
So tell him.
Tell him. So tell him.
So tell him.
By persuasion,
bring her back by force.
You take a little boat,
sing you a song,
watching the ship.
Her song echoes, the sailor,
her song echoes.
But the sailor took her in his arms in spite of her plea. She sits in this little boat, and in spite of all the wrong,
I'll sing a song echoes. Turn down the shore, watching the ships pass to sail to distant lands and leave me alone.
By the shore, by the shore, by the shore.
She planned to sing,
she
and
greets the captain with a smile.
With a smile,
saying, call your good men upon
deck. Then she sings a song of a sailor's love, a song of the bounding deep,
by the shore, watching the ships pass
in the dark, and I'll sing you a song
to sail to distant lands.
Sing you a song, watching the ships,
a song of the bounding deep.
And soon, from the dock to the cabin boy, they all miss the ship.
She says
good night to him. And his ship,
his jewels,
to his gold,
and his gold.
And she seats herself in the little boat as she has done before.
No oar.
With no oar but the captain's sword, she paddles her boat to shore. She paddles her boat to shore.
And he seems to hear her song, who's the mate?
She paddles her boat to shore.
Shore, there's a woman walking now. There's a woman walking by the shore now.
She is walking, she was walking, she is walking, she will
she
walk.
She says goodnight to his jewels, to his gold,
and she seats herself in the little boat as she has done before.
In classical music, you would call that music concrete, which includes a whole bunch of different things on the track. That was Anna and Elizabeth, Anna Roberts-Gavalt and Elizabeth Leprell, from their recording The Invisible Comes to Us and By the Shore, collected originally by Helen Hartness Flanders and Marguerite Olney in May of 1940 in Jaffrey, New Hampshire, from Lena Bourne Fish. The recording The Invisible Comes to Us is on Smithsonian Folkways Records. We are listening to music influenced by the psychedelic era. And before that, The Young Tradition, made up of Peter Bellamy, Heather Wood, and Royston Wood, recorded live at Oberlin College in November of 1968, and the American Shape Note hymn, Idumea, that's on A Wing and a Prayer Records out of the EU. And we let off that set with the band Lancome from their recording Between the Earth and Sky, and a song that was collected from Mary Delaney, an Irish traveler, recorded in London in 1973. We heard What Will We Do When We Have No Money? That's on Rough Trade Records. We are listening to music influenced by the psychedelic era, and one of the performers was Tom Rapp, who was quite popular during that period. He played in a band called Pearls Before Swine, which many times was just him, with some sidemen, or he played all the instruments himself. This is from the recording The Use of Ashes, and the song that gives the title to the recording. This is The Jeweler from Pearls Before Swine on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The jeweler has a shop on the corner of the boulevard. In the night, in small spectacles, he polishes old coins. He uses spit and cloth and ashes. He makes them shine with ashes. He knows the use of ashes. He worships God with ashes. The coins are often very old. By the time they reach the jeweler, with his hands in ashes, he will try the best he can. He knows that he can only shine them, cannot repair the scratches. He knows that even new coins have scars, so he just smiles. Thank you. his hands will blister badly. They will often open painfully, and the blood flows from his hands. He works to take from black coin faces thumbprints from so many ages. He wishes he could cure the scar when he forgets he sometimes cries. He knows the use of ashes.
and two would hear directions clear from the unnameable namer.
Are very small.
Oh, I.E.U. is absolutely no strife, living the timeless life. I don't need a wife, living the timeless life. Oh, if I need a friend, I just give a wriggle, split right down the middle. When I look, there's two of me, both as handsome as can be. Oh, here we go, slithering. Here we go, slithering and squelching on. Oh, here we go, slithering. Here we go, slithering. And squelching on.
Squelch.
I use absolutely no strife, living the timeless life. Live. Turn your quivering nerves in my direction. Turn your quivering nerves in my direction. Turn your quivering nerves in my direction. Feel the energy. Wishes you well. Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2032. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the compilation The Thousand Incarnations of the Rose, American Primitive Guitar and Banjo, 1963 to 1974. And we just heard Leo Kottke and the Ice Miner. Recording is on Kraft Records. And before that, a wonderful recording from the Incredible String Band made live at the Fillmore East on the 5th of June, 1968. It was a benefit for the legendary radio station WBAI, and we heard a very cellular song, which was originally on The Hangman's Beautiful Daughter, a recording I played in my dorm room in college and just drove my roommates crazy, but I love it. I still do to this day. Hux Records is the source for Live at the Fillmore, The Incredible String Band, 1968. And we let off that set with Pearls Before Swine from the recording The Use of Ashes, and we heard the title track, actually, called The Jeweler, which includes the line, The Use of Ashes. That's from 1970, reissued on Floating World Records, originally on Warner Brothers, Pearls Before Swine. Well, we are still listening to folk music that was influenced by and was an influence on psychedelic music. The Grateful Dead started their career as kind of a psychedelic jug band. This is The Dead, recorded in April of 1971 at the Fillmore East, and Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, from The Grateful Dead on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
crows. Going where the climate suits my clothes. Going where the climate suits my clothes. Wanna be treated this old way. Going down the road, feeling bad. Going down the road, feeling bad. Going down the road, feeling bad. Hey, yeah. Wanna be treated this old way. Going where the chilling winds don't blow. Chilling winds don't blow. Going where the chilling winds don't blow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who treated this away? Going down the road, feeling bad. Going down the road, feeling bad. Going down the road, feeling bad.
Thank you. it, I left you a note. Did you get what I wrote? I laid it between your records. It said I'm changing my mind and I'm leaving to find an answer for both of us. Think that it's better we be apart. I've got to find out what life is about. Drop you a postcard from time to time when I get to Love City. Margaret, I landed today and I flew all the way. Now I know what you say about airplanes. If God had meant us to fly, we'd amplify his wings. Why didn't he? Can't waste a minute. By my side while I'm in Love City. Hey, Margaret, I'm not coming home and I'll stay here alone if you can't get free to follow. But Margaret, the days are so few, won't you please hurry to, there's so much we must do for tomorrow. It's getting much closer, it's coming your way. Something more beautiful happens inside me every day. Sending a flower, they're hard to find. They grow, as you know, in Love City.
Peter, Paul, and Mary from 1968. In fact, it was Noel Paul Stuckey who wrote Love City, Postcards to Duluth, and sang it. Late Again is the name of the recording. It's on Warner Brothers Records from 1968. Peter, Paul, and Mary. And before that, we heard from a brand new recording from a trio called Cinderwell. And the tune we heard featured their fiddler, Amelia Baker. And the tune was Queen of the Earth, Child of the Skies, Edna Hammond's classic tune from Marlinton, West Virginia. That's on Free Dirt Records, Cinderwell. The recording is called No Summer. And before that, we heard some old-time music. A lot of players from San Francisco turned into old-time players as well later on. And we heard The Horseflies from In the Dance Tent, recorded on July 21st, 1996, at the 6th Annual Finger Lakes Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance. And we heard Late for the Dance. That's on Live and Kickin' Records. And before that, we heard from the Notorious Byrd Brothers, the recording from 1968 by The Byrds, and Going Back, Carole King and Jerry Goffin's tune. That's on Columbia Records. If you want to have a blast sometime, listen to that with headphones. And we let off that set with The Grateful Dead, Going Down the Road Feeling Bad, from Ladies and Gentlemen, The Grateful Dead, Fillmore East, New York City, April 1971, on Rhino Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2032.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
If I had a song,
if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the